This edition of the Edgar podcast features Issa Larab from Cameroon, a golfer who has had to battle through horrifying illness to find his way again, and, thanks to a brilliant idea from his young daughter and a lot of guts and determination, we are now seeing Issa's beautiful golf swing once again. Those watching saw Issa Larab walk onto the first tee in Northern Ireland on his two prosthetic legs, a handsome man with still an upright posture, offering a pleasant smile for those welcoming him. Readying himself for action, he taped his left hand, which contains no fingers in the glove, with a simple, effectively designed wrap, fixing the hand to the grip of the driver, a crucial innovation that remarkably offered Issa a route back into golf when at his lowest ebb, allowing him to swing fully and freely again, the flash of inspiration coming from the imaginative mind of his young daughter, how to help Dad hold the club well again. Now, a few paces behind the ball, Issa looks down the fairway, then walks level with the ball in a smooth, practiced motion, setting himself into the address position. He is ready for his drive. It is the shot that Issa says warmed his heart when he was regaining his confidence.
Drive my ball far away, to the right or to the left, I don't care, but it gives me happiness. I would like to drive very long and very far.
Issa Larab has created a beautiful swing, one of those where you can see the plane of the swing so well maintained from backswing to follow through, with a little clean loop at the top of the backswing, effectively making the long game of golf look deceptively simple. As a young boy in Cameroon who had lost his mother, Issa would sell the golf balls he found on a local course for the food he needed to survive. That was his very first contact with the game, and later the golf club became a good place for him, a home. He first became a caddy there.
I lost my mom at 11 years old. I don't have any support to go to the school, and I beginning picking ball in the golf course. All I have to survive, how to get the money to buy my food.
Around 20 years later, Issa Larab savoured the moment of arrival on the first tee at Calgorm Castle Golf Club, County Antrim, this August, for his debut on the G4D Tour. He had become a fine golfer over the years, who, at the age of 33, had come so far despite a nightmare in 2018. Then he had been a hair's breadth from death, facing bacterial meningitis that led to sepsis, double leg amputation, and severely damaged hands. After finding those first golf balls as a boy, later spending thousands of hours learning golf, his sudden illness threatened to take him outside of the game he loved and its people. It couldn't have been more different this August, when Issa was warmly welcomed in the group of 11 highly competitive players from 9 nations taking part in the G4D Tour ISPS Handa World Invitational in County Antrim. The elite field was playing in the same week and at the same venue as the household names on the DP World Tour. Issa had earned his place through some stellar event performances that propelled him up the world ranking for golfers with disability, known as WR4GD.
My disability with those guys is different. And when I play with those guys, I'm so happy and I'm appreciated because I learned from them how to play this game.
Issa was raised in Yaoundé, Cameroon in 1990. On his way to school, he crossed the golf course on foot and would sell the golf balls he found for a tiny amount of money for the food he needed, then rising to become a caddy and getting the chance to actually play.
When you are a caddy, you have that opportunity to play one day in the week. So I will have the chance to challenge and to play.
For someone who later turned professional and wanted to play in top championships, it was always going to be difficult without the kind of golf program to support him that is the norm in many countries. But Issa's golfing breakthrough came around 2017 when he enjoyed wins in regional and national events, including the Senegal Open in January 2018. The following month, Issa competed for the first time on the Professional Alps Tour, making his debut in the Ain Bay Open by the Gulf of Suez in Egypt. During this event, Issa started to feel very ill, including having a high fever. He was rushed to a hospital in Suez, his life at risk in a coma. Bacterial meningitis led to sepsis, needing amputation of both his lower legs and losing four fingers on his left hand and two fingers in his right. All the time in hospital, he never stopped thinking about golf and the little white ball, as he calls it, giving him the strength to stay alive. It was at first unclear whether he would walk again, let alone play golf. He asked the doctor if he would be able to work, to do jobs. He was told,
"You can walk, but we are not sure you can play golf back because the situation of your left hand is caused a lot of problems." So that time, I can't imagine I can grip the club or I can swing.
Issa gradually got used to the new prosthetic legs, but the brick wall ahead came as he could only hit short, dissatisfying shots because of the left hand. In a filmed interview with the DP World Tour recently, he showed his damaged hand and says,
"Determination, patience, hard work, and a lot of good spirit around me. Even when I take back my swing, even when I try everything, nothing works."
Issa is married to Francesca, and they have two young twin daughters, Malika and Zamila. And it would be Malika who provided the solution to Issa's problem in the swing with his hand using simple childlike logic.
"Because we have a discussion about golf. And I told her, I can't play today because I hit 50 meters. Even my mom beat me in the long drive. Left hand don't have any power. And you know, my right hand, I just have two fingers and it's not easy. This is a scratch. Scratch your hand with your club and you will take it. It's a spiritual gift."
Issa credits PGA coach Olivier Chalon from Metz for his excellent support in helping him to relearn the golf swing.
2022, I feel some sensation like I can stroke again the ball 218. And I say, that's all, you don't need more than that. Find the strategy to feel the same in the golf course.
In 2021, playing in the same Ayen Bey Open in Egypt, Issa was able to truly demonstrate his ability this time, making the cut after securing three birdies in the last four holes for a second round 71 after an opening 70. He would go on to finish 51st in the tournament, receiving accolades on social media from DP World Tour players following his achievement. To return to the venue where he'd fallen ill and to put in such a sterling performance really did take something special, and many people in the golf industry sat up and took notice. Issa had received a supportive message when in hospital from Edgar president Tony Bennett, and in 2023, Issa studied Edgar's competition schedule and chose his first events, playing some great golf in the Edgar French and Belgium Opens and the Grand Prix Paragolf de Baden, and finishing 10th on his debut in the European Individual Championship for Golfers with Disability in the Netherlands in July. Now playing under the flag of France, Issa burst into the top 10 of the world ranking in July, earning his place alongside G4D's leading lights for the County Antrim event.
"I'm so happy to be here. I never played an event like this one in my life. But tomorrow is another day. I don't know what will happen, but for me, play in the DP World Tour is a big experience for me."
Issa would credit himself well, scoring rounds of 78 and 77 over the challenging Calgorm Castle course. He described it as a joy to take part and said he hoped by playing he could highlight golf to inspire others with a disability so that they too could succeed. Certainly, Issa really valued the experience provided by the DP World Tour and Edgar, and if and when he qualifies for another event, he is convinced he will score better now that he has settled into the series. It has been an exciting and progressive time on the golf course again, as Issa continues to hunt for his best form from before his illness. He feels he is on the way, and thanks his wife Francesca, his adopted mum in France Colette, and also the U Golf Group, and their general director, Fabien Donnion. They have all been incredibly encouraging, he says, as have his many friends. Issa was quoted in a Golf Monthly article a while ago saying, "Even when I came out of the coma and couldn't talk, I never stopped playing golf in my head. Even lying in the hospital bed, I would constantly think about the little white ball. I think it is what kept me alive and what has given me the strength of will to play again today. Golf, it's my life, you see. It is my life. Inspiration and love can take you a long way, but Issa is also a professional player. Finding the wonder of a golf course and selling golf balls for food as a boy. And today, he loves every aspect of the game, but he knows making a living is his next big challenge.
For Issa the Golf of the Future, I can't say anything because it's too hard, you know. It's too hard without sponsor, without everything, you know. Golf today is a work, it's a big work. You need to be found many posts in them to improve. I'm happy that I can swing. I didn't lose my swing. I get my swing, I get my distance, I get everything. Now I hope the people around me, the people would push me out to bring me there because I cannot go in my future alone. It's hard for me. Today, it remaining me two fingers. It's not easy, I cannot catch anything. Please put your hand together with me and let us grab for the future.
Issa has already worked as a professional instructor and loves helping others to learn, and this might be a growing project for him going forwards. He is also looking to inspire others with his story. He explains, "Throughout my life, I wanted to write a story of the street child that I was for the benefit of future youth. Today, with my handicap and through my level of play, I can demonstrate to another person with reduced mobility that they can also achieve and enjoy life through golf." Issa, of course, demonstrates this every time he picks up a golf club and swings. The easy-looking swing is made using two fingers and that strap on his left hand, on two prosthetic legs. But the beauty of the swing stays in the memory as we watch the ball sail down the fairway. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.